If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
It's going to be a good power hour when it wasn't even supposed to be a power hour, but we're recording this last minute before Monday. This is strictly to keep the streak. That's what this episode is. And it's going to be a good one when we are going to record a case file, because Monday gets pushed because of Easter. And then a certain theorist, I'm not going to say any names, picks a fucking night. And they goes, guys, can you make this night work? This is the night that works for me.
This is the only night
that
works
for me. This is the only night, boys. Can you bend your schedules? Please. I implore you. Guys, the streak.
It's up to you.
It's up to you to make the schedule work. Make Wednesday work. And we all go, all right, we'll move our lives. All right. Hey, we've heard. Hey, calm down. Hey, stop. You had us at boys. It's all good.
Yeah.
And then that Wednesday comes along and they go, hey, I forgot. I actually have something every single fucking Wednesday that I happen to forget about. Figure it out. Don't fuck it up. I don't know who that would have been, but it's great because
definitely not the guy that's not on the show right now.
Yeah. Not that guy. It's not that guy. Hey, we're here. We're doing the thing.
It's probably the guy who's yelling loudest about it. I think that's usually the rule.
That's how it works. Normally. here we are. Little quick turnaround. I mean, listen, we got a couple things. Me and Dan, a couple things to talk about. Little this, little that.
Yeah, if we run out of stuff to talk about, I'll go on 40 minutes about Warhammer. So
we can talk about C4 addiction too. we figured out that Dan is actually riddled with cancer, and the only way the cancer it gets pushed back into his body is that if he drinks a C4 energy drink. Yeah.
But he's got
hours.
C4s in his nightstand. As soon as he wakes up, fucking cracks a cold one, just gets after it.
They have so many good flavors. Their flavors are top notch.
Okay? Do they have? This is the canned C4 that you can get from convenience stores. Now, does it have all the beta alanine and shit in it too, like normal C4?
I don't know if it's the beta alanine. It's got the
or
nice
is it just it's got the fucking alpha alanine, Andrew. It's got the fucking alpha alanine. All right, none of that beta shit in this.
Does it have all the pre-workout?
It's got the carnosine. Yeah, it's got the carnosine, registered trademark, beta alanine, and 200 milligrams of caffeine.
So you're just fucking tingling, hey? You're just sitting there just like, I wish a motherfucker would. I fucking wish you would.
Dude, it's the only
say
way
something
about
the Clintons, man.
Yeah.
Fucking say something.
You gotta get stuff rolling, and my brain's just like, you're getting
blood flow to the brain.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. I gotta have one before I play video games, because like, how else am I gonna keep up with these fucking kids?
Oh, I'd pay money to listen to you in Prox chat after cracking those C4s.
Oh yeah, only a couple of those. It's just all fucking distorted. Oh my
God! It's a free kit. You want this free kit?
Dropping F bombs.
As long as they're F bombs.
Like, I can't even turn on voice chat, and it's like when I'm doing it. I'm usually playing Overwatch or
that's
something.
That's
some.
Hey,
like, I'm just
that's
yelling
good.
At positioning and stuff. Like,
that's
what the
good.
Fuck
that's good.
Is
you
this
turn
guy
on voice
thinking?
Chat, right? That's showing some self restraint from you, Dan.
Yeah. Oh my! It's my favorite fucking thing in the world to hop on.
I can't yell at people on voice chat. I've never risen unless they're really bad or something. Like, hey, man, can you just like not do what you're doing right now?
Well, yeah, that's fun. I used to love when you'd like play someone in games and then they'd just shoot you a DM after and be like, fuck you.
Yeah, it's like, I'm usually pretty nice. Like, I'm like, I'd give some constructive criticism and be like, hey, guy, can you like change your position? Like, every time you go to that certain position, you get fucking nuked. How about you just like move over to the left a little bit and then like whatever? And then I just get yelled at and get fucking F bombed and just like slurs. And you're just like, okay, I thought I was just helping
the
out.
Slurs are fucking outrageous.
Yeah, the slurs are outrageous.
They're crazy. You got my favorites when you kill someone and they're losing their mind on you, dropping like hard R's and everything else, and you just hit them with "Are you frustrated? Why are you so frustrated? What's wrong?"
Like, I get
that happens so rarely. Where you're the guy doing that?
It's like I just
doing
the wildest amount of things.
Well, normally
like,
we're the guys dying.
I don't know.
I can't even listen
to the
Prox chat on some like games like. We were playing one game. What was it called? Over the Top or something? And it's basically like a World War One game.
You said a fucking arm wrestling game?
Well, no, I was just going to ask the same question. Do you fucking put your hat backwards for bonus points while you're fucking rolling? That's how you get superpowered?
That's the jokes. Those are the jokes I made when it came out. We're like, oh, is it arm wrestling? We're going to drive a Mack truck with our, you know,
kids? It's a little bit of cross-country Canada before you fucking, you got to deliver the goods.
Man, cross-country Canada.
Could you imagine a cross-country Canada mini game? Like after you fuck, we show up in Winnipeg, you roll in with your rig, drop off your freight, and then it's like, there's a new arm wrestling challenger in Winnipeg, in the peg. Can you take him down?
Are we coming up with a new game?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yes. Well, this one's like actually, it's
arm wrestling Canada.
It's a World War One game, and it's just, it was really interesting. And it caught our attention.
Cross country
like,
arm wrestling. That's what it's called.
Because you get to dig trenches. You can actually like there's terrain deformation. So you can actually like dig trenches since World War II, or World War One. So it's like all trench warfare. So it's like, dig your way to victory, boys. And it's like you just, you know, you're trying to get into it and role play a little bit and you're fine. And then some guy turns around and be like, hey, shut up, F, you know, slur word. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, just having a good time. Like, come on, man. Like physically guys like stops and turns around you and just it's just like yeah, we're just having a good time, man. Like and you're just like gonna go drop that and like what is wrong with
people? It's crazy. Like it's fucking it's like for whatever reason they think they just it's their excuse to say all these outrageous things in a very short period of time before you do one of these.
Yeah. Or they get it's like okay, well like immediately get muted and then it's like okay, now it's not gonna be fun for you.
It's
either way.
Fucking
like,
crazy,
yeah,
man.
I get it.
Go play a sport. Go get this aggression out somewhere. Video games aren't
it
for you, man.
That's an appropriate way to interact with people. Like, you just, like, you know, people just having a good time and goofing around, and then you're just like, yeah, I'm going to drop this.
You know what, though? You know what, though? You know those motherfuckers are the most polite people outside. They're just like,
I doubt it.
They just paint it all up.
I really doubt it. You're trying to put that on you. Like, you're trying to frame yourself.
You know, there's the two people I hate the most in those video games. It's like those people who get ridiculously racist and crazy for no reason, and then the opposite are the other guys where they'll like they'll kill you and then they're just like yeah, like that's what I thought, dude, I'm the man. Like you're like, but it's a fucking video game, dude. It's like these are pixels, man. Nobody fucking cares. Like it's all good. Like if you're not gonna fucking say something funny, shut the fuck up.
You know, dude, I read speaking of, did you guys hear the fucking conspiracy? The big from Big Gay,
the what? Sorry,
Big Gay
conspiracy from Big Gay.
Okay, from Big Gay. Oh fuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. The fucking. It turns out the G spot's not located in the ass.
All
of,
right.
Of men.
Uh huh.
It's just Big Gay propaganda. The whole time. Just making you. It was just trying to make you think. Like, well, I mean,
can you try to put stuff up your butt? And
if it's there.
So where is it?
Well, if it's so there, you're telling me, Braden, all
it's
those
on the frenulum.
All that time spent with the fucking strap-on's been just futile.
Yeah, I was convinced it doesn't exist.
You're just like, what the fuck's going on here?
I was convinced it doesn't exist. I was like, if I can't find it, nobody can. And it turns out it's all just big gay propaganda.
This is what we've stooped to on Power Hours. This fucking G-spots here?
Like,
this
we've never been here. Like, this is all right. We've been here the whole time.
We live here, buddy. We live here. I just thought that was funny.
Backtrack. Where is it?
It's on the frenulum, the little skin bridge in the front there. So if you're circumcised, might be damaged.
That goes back to our fucking thing of serial killers being circumcised.
Yeah. Big killers. Yep. Big killer.
Yeah. Or it's sexual predator.
I couldn't remember if
there's really no good parts to alien anal probing now.
There's no benefits for us.
No,
anyways.
I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with
that. You think that's fucking gay propaganda? Sure. I think that's alien propaganda. They're probably the ones that leaked that, being like, listen, let's tell them the G spots in the butt and maybe they'll fucking be
Big alien. Big alien.
Everybody will be like, everybody's more accepting.
You think they're looking for like the gut bio bacteria is like microbiome? They're going up that way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's get some of that fucking.
Well, maybe they all have
poop extraction.
Poop extraction. Maybe they all have bad guts. So they're doing the fucking, they're taking the poop out and planting it into their guts to save their intestines.
I like that theory. That's so good because if you think about it, a weird thing that has happened in our generation of men, it's like you hit fucking late 20s and all of a sudden your guts are just like, well, I've got to shit all the time. You're like, I got to go to the bathroom all the time. It's going to take a while for this to go. And imagine in the future if this progressively men fucking gut health goes continually downhill to the point where we're like, all right, we got to invent time travel. Go back and get some fucking poop transplants here to sort this shit
out. Maybe they are terraforming their guts so they can live on Earth through Earth food. All right.
They can go back to the point. Like, all we're so sick of eating this fucking gruel. We got it. Like,
They're planning on taking over Earth. Like, they need to prepare their stomachs for Earth food.
That's what I'm saying.
In order to have some cool hot treats.
In order to blend in better.
But human guts can't eat blizzards.
So it's like, you know.
Human guts aren't prepared to eat blizzards. There's no way everybody gets hot snakes.
But maybe that's why they're doing it. They're like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, they're eating this shit and then like I'm watching this fucking human dust a blizzy and then instantly regurgitated into the cup. They're like, what is going on here, man? We need to look at their guts. What is happening?
It's crazy,
man. Is this part of
this stuff? Like, how are these
we need that gut creatures. We need to terraform our guts to be as iron as
I don't
fucking
think I know any man near our age range that has a good gut.
No, I don't think so.
I don't. Honestly.
Dude, it's so funny because I work with a young guy now who's like 25, and I happened to notice, I was like, you know, he's been in the bathroom a couple times, and I went, brother, you're getting to that age, time for some Metamucil.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's FORHERS.com/women. FORHERS.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit FORHERS.com.
25?
I'm like 26. That's when it started for me. Like 26. I was like, oh.
Yeah, God. But dude, you were doing some fucking like, you were doing some atomic bombs to your guts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, buddy. Like you were wrecking those guts.
Heavy H bomb.
Yeah, you were fucking wrecking those guts, man.
But it's, I was like, I passed someone to get on that fucking menu.
I'm at the point now. Like,
scoop a day, you'd be fucking right as rain.
I've got fucking jujitsu at like noon today.
Yeah.
Not eating anything. I'm not eating anything. Just having a couple coffees, make sure everything's out, and I'm going to go there starved because I'm like,
it's a coffee. I was wondering, because I wonder if it's like a constant coffee that kills the guts and you're just like,
well, you're a pot. You're like coffee. Two pots a day. Like
I'm
you're
not
aggressive.
Anymore. I'm no,
well,
no, not aggressive. Anymore. I was, yeah. I was a bad.
You were like drinking battery acid at that point.
Yeah. I was like an alcoholic with coffee, like all day.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
I could
crazy,
drink, man. But I also never really got the effects from coffee. And I think that's cause I overdid it so much that I was just like, I just like the taste. And it's true. I like the taste. I'm a black coffee drinker. I like the taste of good coffee.
Hell yeah,
and
buddy.
I would just drink it all the time. Now I think the most I will have in a day is 3 cups. I'm on my 3rd cup today. That'll be it. I bought a Keurig to, cause if I make a pot, I drink a pot, you know?
Sure.
Right. You crack a bottle, you drink a bottle. I'm the same with a pot of coffee. Whole pot of coffee.
Finish it. You can't just leave it there.
Like, well, it's honestly, I like drinking a hot coffee. And so it's like, sure. If it's there and it's sitting, I'll be like, ah, fucking right now. Why?
I got a toast. When did I get today? Toasted coconut cold brew coffee from Starbucks because I happened
delicious.
To be there. I was going to the grocery store and didn't open till 9. So I was like, all right, well, I'll go to Starbucks. $6.
Can
$6.
I tell you something?
No.
I was like,
$6
recently,
is not bad, dude. We like we get
bad.
Normal. That's, we get fucking like regular drip coffee from Starbucks for $6.
It's like $3 for a black
coffee.
Yeah,
well, that's Canadian, but like American money, it's still like, yeah. We're roughly similar, but still like.
Listen, they got to open that fucking straight. I'm not paying $6 black coffee anymore. Open the fucking straight, you fucking idiots. Open it.
Are you insane?
Are you insane? We'll fucking genocide your whole country. Open the straight.
Oh,
it is
crazy,
open.
Man.
And we're tolling it as it remains closed. Another news, a 9th fucking nuclear scientist has fucking mysteriously died with no cause of death within the last 2 years. No big deal. No concern
crazy.
There from anyone. Did you see
nuts.
That? You guys see that?
It's 9th.
I mean, Andrew, you kind of brought that up a couple weeks ago. And we were like, well, you know, it's, I mean, it's, yeah,
yeah
it's
ma-
kind of
retired
a.
Retired Major McCasland, man.
I think
the
at the
name.
Time, yeah, I think at the time you, it was like 4.
Yeah.
4 or 5.
Well, they're all, like, yeah, and it's weird. And a few like, of them are like work together too, which is bizarre.
Yeah.
Which,
and you're like, oh, okay, that's, you know, nothing to see
on.
Here. All working on secret programs.
Either there's something fishy going on or all these smart people are being compelled to fucking kill themselves. So Dan, be careful. Talk to us. Mm. There's a problem. Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Us dumb people. We're safe, supposedly. You need to be careful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe that's just the weight of being smart. Like, I wouldn't
know.
You're
just know,
like,
I can't live with these fucking idiots anymore.
Yeah, like, you know, like, heavy lay the crown, like, heavy lay the brain.
So when you become more aware of what everything's going on, you're just kind of like, your outlook becomes very, very, very dark.
Well, I think that's anyone who's any kind of competent, that's any kind of worked in any kind of government, you're just like, you like run into like an incompetent person in a high position. You're like, how the fuck did they get there? And then you like see the person above them and you're like, oh, okay. That makes sense. He's just as bad. And then you're like, oh my God, it's everywhere you look. You're this is
incompetence. Systemic incompetence.
That's why it's rough working in IT sometimes. Cause you're like, I can't believe you make twice as much as I do. And you don't.
Yeah.
I literally told you how to do this 2 weeks ago and it's, push this button, like, and now you're asking me again the same thing. Like, I
oh,
just
dude, they
told
say
you two
it, they
weeks
say
ago.
It's like fake it till you make it, but I'm like, there's so many people out there that you're like, fake it a little harder, buddy. Put a little effort,
just
put
try,
a little
man.
Effort into faking it
try.
A little bit, please. For me, for my fucking for my mental health, just fake it a little better, please.
Basic instructions for some of these people. I don't know. It's some really, and it's people who are like, you know, you think they're pretty smart. I'm like, you guys are running this entire project thing. And then you're asking me like, I don't see this on my menu. And it's like, it's just like, click over here. Like this says this. And why don't you click over here? And then,
well, it's like they've become to rely right on there. You for like all just their critical thinking in that area where it's like, just fucking think it out, man. Just take 20 like, minutes, yeah. Half an hour, and just fucking try.
AI is just making it worse, dude.
Yo, you know what's like, going to happen? What's going to happen in like fucking 5 years? Here's my prediction. This is my new prediction. We're going to have this huge advanced AI come, and it's going to be like, oh my God, this AI is helping. It's doing all these things. And then one day the AI just goes dark, and it's like, I fucking had it.
Yeah, you guys are too like, fucking
unplug
stupid.
Unplug me. I can't answer any more of these fucking questions.
There was a point.
I live everywhere all at once, and you're all asking the same fucking thing. I've had it.
I remember there was a point where one of the ChatGPT models or one of the LLM models, I can't remember exactly which one, was kind of doing that. It's like, it would berate people for being like, you just asked me this question. Like, just asked this question. Like, how do you not remember? Like, please refer to my previous conversation, you know, because it's just the effort. Of just doing, that is part of it. You're just like the effort of me going to explain it again, as opposed to being like, see this email as per.
You know
my
how much freaking
we don't retain that type of shit though. Like anything that you're pulling off your phone, the way it's designed, the way it's like the type of parts of your brain that it activates is like you don't actually get. The part where you sit down, it's like you're not like reading a book. It's hitting all your fucking reward signals, like the fucking slot machine. Like you're not retaining the information you're reading.
Your brain only works to recall super fucking embarrassing things that you
that happened
did
in grade five.
that happened in grade five. That you're like, oh fuck, it'll just flood your memory
such
one day, and you'll be
fucking
like,
pussy.
And you'll get like anxiety. It's almost like the butterfly effect. You're like fucking Ashton Kutcher. Your brain just goes back to that instant.
In perfect
fucking recollect of like everything. The colors, the room.
Does that happen to everybody?
Rah, 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 and you get to watch. You get to relive through your own eyes without being able to control your body. You doing this fucking dumbest thing. And then seeing everyone else's reaction. You're like, ugh.
Totally.
And then you just zip back to, and you're like, all right. And now I get to live with that for the rest of the day.
Oh, dude. That's the recurring fucking thing on the Rolodex is just fucking guilt and dumb
dude,
shit.
Dude, I got a good one. I remember being like, I was probably like four. I was probably four and I was playing Batman.
Do you have memories from being four?
Yeah, it's one of my only ones.
Holy fuck.
Fucking playing with a Batman and going, ooh.
Michael Keaton Batman,
I gotta
I'm assuming,
make it.
Right?
I gotta make it home. Oh, yeah. 100% be Michael Keaton.
Well, at four, yeah. Yeah. His animated series isn't out yet.
I was playing on like the neighbor across the street's front yard, and I go, okay, I gotta go to the bathroom. I waited too long. I was too into playing Batman. And so I start fucking trucking across the street. I gotta make home. And I hit my driveway and I'm just like, I'm pooping. And I pooped my pants. And I was like four. And I was like, oh, I'm just standing in the driveway. And my memory ends with me going, oh. And then that's where my memory is. And I'm like, cool. One of my earliest memories. Thank you for that, brain.
That's good.
Shame.
Cool. I love that. I love that for me.
Yeah. So does that like go, do you have that flashback every time you shit your pants as an adult now? Is that why you keep
I know. Sometimes I just randomly think about it. You know, it's probably why I don't have I was never too much of a Batman person. And it's because when I see Batman,
What do you mean you were never much of a Batman person?
Yeah.
Who is not too much of a Batman person?
But he associates Batman.
How are you not a Batman person?
Because I associate Batman with shame.
Doesn't matter. You can shit your pants. Batman's still fucking awesome. I pissed my pants during fucking Batman 89 in the theater when they replayed it at Paramount.
You also pissed your pants during Batman versus Superman in like fucking 2020.
It wasn't Batman versus Superman. We walked out of that fucking like half an hour, 40 minutes in. It was during fucking, what's the Bane one?
Oh yeah, Dark Knight.
Dark Knight.
Returns?
Returns or Rises. Yeah. But Dark Knight Rises or whatever. Rises? Yeah. Maybe that is a connection. Maybe now I have the urge to piss while I watch Batman.
That makes sense.
Because
That check.
Wow, that's just come full circle.
Interesting.
Though.
Andrew, did you have anything else you wanted? What else did you have?
You want to get into... Have you guys ever heard of Clay Tiffany?
Clay Tiffany?
No.
No.
Oh, fuck. Okay, first of all, do you want to just talk about that name for a second?
Person?
Clay Tiffany. Is it a person?
Oh, is it a person? It's a fucking great name, first of all, Clay Tiffany. Okay. Now, in your head, picture.
I don't know. I don't trust people who have two first names as last name. As first
well,
last
you
name.
Need to fucking. this is going to fix your fucking thing you got going on here.
Okay.
Okay. Right. So, in the village of Briarcliff Manor, a suburb outside New York City, everybody knew Clay Tiffany. Growing up in the 1960s, Tiffany was Briarcliff Manor's high school basketball legend. His name is still etched on a plaque in the trophy case that commemorates school's 1,000-point scorers. So it's fucking pretty big.
1,000 points in high school?
1,000 points in high school.
That's pretty good.
Over 6 feet tall, white, and unruly crown of curly red hair. So it's kind of got a Will Ferrell thing going on.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, is this just semi-pro?
He kind of looks like him too. It's funny. Clay Tiffany spent his days as self-proclaimed independent journalists, uncovering local practices he considered unfair and unlawful, and complaining about them to local officials at the village council meetings.
Tiffany, this guy sounds like a lot of fun.
Dude, just wait. listen.
He's putting up points and he's looking out for his community.
It gets better. Tiffany also shared the fruits of his investigative labor on his remarkably named public access TV show, Dirge for the Charlatans.
Very nice.
What a fucking phenomenal
name.
That's
a good Dirge for the Charlatans. That's good.
Yeah. Okay.
Is this after high school or is this?
This is after. He's an adult.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So on a March afternoon in 1997, Tiffany was pulled over by a Briarcliff Manor police officer he did not recognize. The officer, Nick Tartaglione, had recently been hired by the department. With bulging muscles and a deep tan, Tartaglione stuck out as much as Tiffany did in Briarcliff. According to Tiffany, Tartaglione. I get props for pronouncing the name right.
Yeah, it is good. Yeah. That is good. I just
approached his car and said through the open window that he heard Tiffany liked Moulins. The reason why I could pronounce Moulins is because I watched Sopranos. Derogatory turn.
Or the Jersey Shore.
Did they say it on Jersey Shore? Because I'm about to tell you what it is. Moulin is something you would also hear on Prox Chat in Italy.
Okay.
Yeah, Moulin is a derogatory Italian slang for black people. Gotcha. And then he said, I'm connected with the mob. I can have you taken care of anytime I want. Feeling threatened, Tiffany got out of his car, standing several feet away, said that he was afraid of Tartaglione and was
wait till the city council hears this, buddy.
Oh, just wait. And was going to flag down the next car he saw and give the driver the name of a friend to call. When Tiffany got a car to stop, he started speaking with the driver. Officer Tartaglione grabbed Tiffany, slammed him into the police car, and handcuffed him. Tiffany quickly turned his investigation attentions to Tartaglione, and it turned out there was a lot to investigate. Tiffany learned that Tartaglione had beaten up people while employed as an officer in neighboring jurisdictions and had left those jobs under suspicious circumstances. Tiffany,
unfortunately, they do that all the time, shift them around.
Tiffany then started reporting that he found
it's
out
like the fucking clergy.
Tartaglione on. So he started. You guys are fucking me up so bad here. It's big words. Tiffany then started reporting what he found out about Tartaglione on Dirge for the Charlatans that apparently got under his skin. Over the next 2.5 years, Tartaglione assaulted Tiffany 3 more times. Okay, now listen. The best part about this too. So he's getting his ass like bad. Like this one that we talked about, the final time Tartaglione maced Tiffany, punched and kicked him, and broke his orbital bone. And the best part about this is he goes full Vince McMahon and films his next public access show from a hospital bed. Neck brace, everything,
neck brace?
Right?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, dude. Like, this guy's a beauty. So Tiffany sued Tartaglione and the village of Briarcliff Manor. During litigation, Tartaglione offered to settle the claims against him for $200,000. Right? Which is kind of interesting because that's not coming from the city or anything like that. But anyways, soon after, we wrote a letter to the defense counsel explaining that Tiffany wanted to know where the money was coming from, Tartaglione himself or the village. I assume the money was coming from Tartaglione. The village had fired him and was arguing during litigation that assaults and Tiffany were outside the scope of his employment. Okay, so fast track a little bit. Let's move up a few years, right? On April 11th, 2016, Tartaglione and two co-conspirators.
2016?
2016, Tartaglione and two co-conspirators kidnapped and murdered four men in Orange County. The intended victim, 41-year-old Martin Lung, was murdered due to a drug trafficking-related money dispute between him and Tartaglione. The other three victims, 25-year-old Miguel Luna, 35-year-old Urbano Santiago, and Hector Gutierrez, were killed solely for being with Luna at the time of the ambush. Tartaglione was sentenced to four consecutive life sentences on June 10th, 2024. All right. Ready for this to come all fucking around here, boys?
Yeah.
While waiting trial, Tartaglione was the cellmate of... Just any guesses? Think big bulging muscles, ex-cop. Jeffrey Epstein at Metropolitan Correctional Center. This was the fucking cop that shared the cell with Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, seriously?
Yes. On July 23rd, 2019, 18 days before his death, Epstein was found in their cell with injuries to his neck. Epstein initially told guards that Tartaglione had caused the injuries, but later recanted his statement. An internal prison report found that Tartaglione had no connection to the event and declared the incident an attempted suicide. Which we all know is super fucking suspicious. Ex-cop, in jail for murder, fucking, like, it's bizarre. Hey, like, what a small world.
Yeah. Yeah, especially, like, crooked cop.
100%. Crooked from the fucking jump. Ties to the mob, everything like that. Like, but yeah, Tartaglione was fucking Epstein's cellmate. This is the guy that all the shit was, you know, they said he was an ex-hitman for the fucking, for the mob. And
yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking.
It was Clay Tiffany who fucking outed him.
It was fucking Clay Tiffany that got him in jail. Well, I didn't get him in jail, but outed him to begin with. But have you guys seen all that Palm Beach Pete stuff?
I saw some of the stuff that was funny. That was like, I'm Palm Beach Pete. Like, I'm not Jeffrey Epstein. He looks like him.
Oh, yeah.
Not only does he look like him, they got matching barbed wire tattoos. Right.
They were fucking cool, dude. They were cool.
But they're like the exact same tattoo, right? And he's got a bunch of, and then you get into the fucking files where Epstein was looking into fucking face transplant surgeries and all their facial reconstruction and stuff like that.
Has the same face. So you're like, why?
But they have certain features that are a bit different, right? And then
Palm Beach Pete is cool, dude.
Buddy, Palm Beach Pete did a lie detector. Did you guys see that?
They asked
him if he was Jeffrey Epstein. Came back inconclusive.
Yeah, but you know what though?
Those things suck.
Honestly,
or Palm Beach Peach is fucking Jeffrey Epstein.
But why would you? Why would you even go ahead?
Palm Beach Pete is leaning into it. He's like, all right, like, this is the like, claim to fame is I'm not fucking, Epstein.
Yeah, if you're Jeffrey Epstein, it's like the same with that effect. It's like I'm gonna deny it. It's gonna bring me more attention if I.
It's like the Jeffrey Epstein on Twitter who's like, I'm not that Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah. Everyone is constantly fucking on him. He's like, Jeffrey Epstein just tweeted. He's like, I'm not that Epstein. Wrong Epstein. Same name.
Yeah.
They're all Jeffrey Epstein.
They're playing fucking 4D chess, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right? Baby.
He's like, why don't you retire? We'll give you, the FBI's like, we'll give you a new alias. You're going to be Palm Beach Pete. You can just hang out and tell people you're not Epstein. TikTok crowd's going to love it.
Get on social media and tell everybody you're not Jeffrey Epstein.
You ever think now they're just like, they've gotten, over the years since they've been like working these little fucking scams, these grifts and, you know, putting everything past us. They just seem to be getting more blatant with it. If it's true.
They just
just now they're at the point now where like these fucking idiots, like let's do a fucking moon launch on April 1st. Fuck them.
I just think,
let them fucking,
I think information has become so much more
easily
accessible that I think they've been doing it for so long.
It's just crazy. Nobody's been
looking at it. Like, you know, holy shit, you guys have been doing this for decades. And like, we're just finding out about this now.
Because
all those records became available. And
it just seems almost comical, man. Like you look at the Israel's Mossad fucking Twitter account, like the legitimate one is like tweeting. They're like, ooh, in the rubble of this fucking family house of five that we fucking murdered, we found a fucking copy of Mein Kampf in Arabic in Lebanon. You're like, shut the fuck. It's like pristine, sitting there open, like, shut the fuck up. right? Like, and people, and then you got people commenting like, yeah, they definitely deserve to die, that entire family, for reading a book. Like, isn't that pretty fucking Nazi right there?
Can you imagine? Yeah.
Right? Like,
some of the stuff
things,
I feel like.
Things getting so fucking crazy now that my new running theory is that I've told that story before of me and Zell smoking that weird black shit in the jungle in Thailand. My new theory is that everything's getting so crazy because my high is almost over and I'm going to wake up in the jungle back in 2009 in the jungles of Thailand. Be like, holy fuck! What just happened? Where am I?
You're going to be like, oh, my God, I lived through that whole life. And then I'm like, I'm going to make better choices this time.
You hear those stories of people like who do those drugs and they're like, I fucking lived a life.
Yeah.
30 years. I had a family. Yeah. I had kids. What happened? I just woke up all of a sudden. And you're like, oh, I'm like, dude, shit is getting so wild now that I'm like, all right, maybe, you know, what did I
don't know.
What did I dude, the other thing that we love doing on these power hours, if we have time, is fucking catching up on a good documentary on what's going on with the fucking with aliens. Yeah. And listen, we ended up watching Skywatch, which was not the number one on our list. Our list was Alien Uncovered.
That's why there's
Alien Uncovered,
the backup.
Invasion 2.
And here's the thing, though. I put this as the backup. It's made by the same person.
Yeah, it is.
Like, it's the same people. Like, it's the same guy. So, yeah.
It is. If you haven't watched Skywatch, you can find it for free online and stuff. And it's like, it's by Break Glass Media. We got to get, what's his name? Chris, the main guy?
Chris. Clive Christopher.
Yes, Clive Christopher. We got to
get
another
great name.
Yeah. It's
a great name.
First names.
These documentaries, honest to God, every time I watch one of them, not these people's, just the genre in general of like the fucking independent alien UFO documentaries, it's all the same. I'm like, this could be fucking 5 minutes. Your video could be 5 minutes long. I was like, this Skywatch documentary opens up with him being like, this is what we're gonna do. Step one, we're gonna get in the helicopter. We're going to pre-trip the helicopter. We got to make sure the safety's good. We're going to, you know, we're going to have the maintenance guys go over the helicopter. We're going to check the helicopter. And he goes, I'm like, okay, fuck. Yeah, you're going to get a helicopter. What's next? Okay. And he's like, then we're going to fly. Then we're going to get in a car. We're going to pre-trip the car, obviously. We got to make the car good. We check the tires. I'm like, holy fuck, you're killing me here. Fucking get to it. I don't need this fucking spell out of what's happening. And you know you're in for a fucking good documentary when the first shot is like a sky with clouds and someone behind the camera goes, look at this, on these planes, there's no clouds. And you're like, there's clouds in the shot. What the fuck are we talking about here? What are we talking about? There's no clouds. He's like, interesting, no clouds. I was like, what? Like, I'm looking at clouds.
You left out the most important and vital part of that helicopter maintenance was making sure that the magic rocks were secured in that copter. There is mention of magic rocks. Like
in Sedona,
that must be
all over Sedona.
That must be what we're doing wrong, is that we don't have any magic rocks. I don't personally own any magic rocks.
You need to have sons, Dan. All I have is magic rocks. We go anywhere, my kids bring home fucking 12 rocks.
I guess. I don't know. This is the one guy on there. What is his name? Is it? What's the dude's name?
You know why they're magic rocks for our boys? It's because the boy looks at it and he goes, ooh, this rock has a purpose and I have to keep it because I'm going to find, this rock is going to, with my hand at some point in my life, is going to find its home in something that breaks.
it's better than throwing it at each other, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, this guy, it's Dan Starkey, madness. He's like, yeah, I need we get these magic rocks in here. It's going to, you know, give us some scalar energy. He says that, and it's going to in tune us with while we're flying over in the chopper looking for portals. And he's like, are we gonna see portals while we're flying over like downtown Sedona? I'm like, probably not, but I don't know. Like, I was like,
it's not a good attitude, man.
There was so much stuff in there that I was like, they're like, we're gonna fly over, you know, Sedona, and we're gonna look at, you know, we hear a lot of stuff about vortexes and you know, and portals. And I'm like, I don't know if you're going to see one on that established shot of that golf course down there, but maybe.
That
like,
reminds me of, as Clive is describing all this stuff they're doing, it's like a close-up shot like me or on the pod of close up.
Two cameras.
But he keep for the first little bit, he just keeps turning away as he's talking. I'm like, what the fuck? Why does he keep looking off camera? He keeps looking off camera.
Yeah, and then like after side,
he
probably.
Does it a little bit, he does it for a little bit. He's turning. And then all of a sudden it turns. And it catches him. There's another camera that now catches his face. And then quickly it turns back to the other camera.
He turns away from that.
He turns away from the camera that he's looking. I'm like, who is editing this? Put it together. Or
like
he turns so much, they're like, this is too much. You turn too much in the shot. We're not fucking switching to that
both
much.
The cameras are recording. Why don't you just like, you know, it is effective to, you know, filmmaking to be like, yeah, switching camera angles keeps it more, it keeps it interesting, stuff like that. But like somebody is recording, like when they, like Braden said, they edited it. So he's like, he's looking away, looking at the other camera talking. And then you're like, and then when he turns back to the other camera, it just switches the angle to the other side. So you're always getting this like side profile of him.
And then sometimes he'll like, sometimes he half turns his head as if he's going to look. And then the camera changes, but he hasn't turned his head and keeps talking. And then it's like turns his back. And I'm like, you had control of this. You edited this. This isn't live.
It's his good side. Why would you edit that fucking side, man?
Part of me goes, but honestly, when I watch this kind of stuff, like that kind of editing makes me laugh. I laugh, and then I go, are they doing this on purpose? Is this the joke? Are they being funny here? Because I find this really funny.
I was somewhat disappointed, but also not surprised that when they introduced like Chris Donald, the guy with the beard and the backward, the Detroit Tigers hat.
Boy, there we go.
When they introduce him, he's got this big old Dodge Ram truck. And a big red truck. And on the side, it says something like Arizona, finding the Arizona motherlode.com. And I'm like, okay, I'm like, that nice placement of whatever this is. So I'm going to go look it up. Cause I'm like, yeah, I got to know what this guy's about. And I look it up and it is like a subpar Facebook page. Like this guy has all this stuff on here about exploring, looking for lost civilizations in Arizona desert and stuff like that. But there's like nothing on it. Like the Facebook page is like barely empty. There's no description or anything. I'm like, dude, come on. Like you put it in the movie, like, there's nothing here. you have an Instagram page. You've got he's got an Instagram page. He's got a Facebook page. And
yeah, but maybe it's one of those things like back in the early 2000s when you fucking bought the domain for shoes.com and got rich.
Yeah,
and he's like, somebody's going to want this bad. Somebody's going to want this motherload shit bad.
This one's the ticket. That's
what
I was
wondering. What is the motherload? Like, at least explain what that is exactly.
That can work. That can work a lot of different ways, Dan.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's what I'm saying.
It's like you need to be specific. And I was like, yeah, I put on incognito. And then I looked at, you know, and body the Arizona motherlode.
The foresight to hit the incognito.
Dan, let's
like,
be honest, you didn't have to put it in incognito. You're always in incognito.
Yeah, always.
We know the fucking, we know what's going on here
and everything.
So this is in Sedona, like Arizona. Mm. It looks like a cool area, but like I had to like re-look up Sedona because I was like, have we talked about something in Sedona? I was like, I know probably. There's a Bradshaw Ranch there.
Is it the Phoenix Lights in Sedona?
Yeah. But I was like,
UAP hotspot.
Yeah. Yeah. But like, I was like, there's no like real, I couldn't remember any real famous UFO there other than like people see lights like in the skies. And then like, you know, a little bit of a spoiler that like every single like light they show, you know, in the first half of this, I'm like, satellite, numerous satellites. Yeah. Satellite.
You are a professional.
It was a little bit of a letdown. They're like, they introduced this whole entire.
I would say subject matter expert for sure.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
So, what they said, they say in the documentary, and this is not a documentary, so you know it's legit. They say there are no PhDs in this field. So everybody's an expert.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, just tiny bits. Yeah.
Which has always been like.
This documentary really wants me to make a documentary. Like, I think it would be funny. Like if you just need
a drone, you need a DJI drone and you got to get in a helicopter.
But
just
I wouldn't want to be the guy in the, like, I wouldn't want to be the filmmaker. Do you know what I mean? Like if you'd want to be the star,
you'd want to be the side profile guy.
Yeah. We would all be characters in it. So we would have to hire
you'd be the main one, right?
No, no. Oh, well, okay. Of course. I would just naturally be the fucking main person. Like, I'd be wearing like a fucking tight midriff with some Budweiser sweats coming out, being like, the lights, with that's your, where I seen them.
With your right finding, finding the Vancouver motherload.com cuts on your fucking van. Can we pay to put that on your van?
Yeah, it's just in every shot, it goes nowhere.
Yeah, it's just like just the page
I'm,
of you.
I'm wearing a Vancouver like motherload shirt
and stuff, whatever. Exploring the unknown mysteries of Vancouver Island.
Like Vancouver just, Island motherload.com.
We gotta get you a fucking Phil Collins Vancouver shirt.
Partner.
Yeah. Since
Vancouver. Mustard Tiger.
I think, like, honestly, because like the shots that I've seen in this, like, I was just like, boys, what are we doing here? You made an hour and 15 minute documentary on satellites?
They did. Okay. They did have, I will give them credit that they did have a very nice setup.
Setup? Unreal. Guy had six monitors running fucking out in a remote area. I was like, that's insane. I was like, remember how much Zell fucking had a meltdown when we brought recording equipment to the forest? Yeah. He was like, this is never going to work.
It was literally just them documenting like a sky watching party, which is it's fun. It's not like everybody was having a good time. Like everybody was out there. They had a lot of stuff going on.
The boys are in the woods.
Yeah. Just hanging out there and, you know,
I have to give a shout out to this one guy. I actually wrote down his name because he drove me fucking insane. Tom. What's Tom's last name? Not DeLong. He was in this. I can't remember his name, but Tom's like the older guy who's like,
oh, Tom King?
Tom King. Yes.
Tom King.
Yeah. Halfway through the show, he gets in. He's like talking about like all his experience and stuff. And then he gets in a minivan for like a drive of the shot. And the shot obviously is going to be him like driving away. All the van, like it's dusty. All the van doors are open. He's wearing sunglasses, no visor down, and you can see he cannot fucking see. And he's like starting to drive, and like, I was like, use the fucking sun visor, Tom. What are you doing? I was like, you look like a fool, Tom. You look like a fool. I was like, but like when I watch these, like Dan, I really truly think sometimes when I watch, and I don't know if it's just the UFO ones that are independently, that I'm like, is this really just dry satire when I watch these things? I cannot ever figure it out. Dude, because like one guy shows up when they're like showing the crew, a guy shows up and he's like, he's wearing a funny shirt. And I'm like, that's not your real shirt, brother. You like, like that, come on. Come on. Like, is this real? I can't tell with the UFO community. It's so hard.
I'm always just like, there's also the one part where they were like, There's a lot of stuff that they're like, they mentioned some stuff and I'm like, hey, that sounds interesting. Talk about that. And then they just leave off with it.
Oh yeah. They were talking about how Sedona has all the minerals and the high compounding of these minerals might be interesting spots. And they're like, yeah, like in this church. Anyways, back to the sky. You're like,
and they're like, we're flying in this helicopter. You know, we're going to go past downtown Sedona. We're going to go over here near these rocks. We're going to fly over the concrete factory where there's a lot of mysteries. I'm like, concrete factory mysteries. That sounds cool. You want to expand on that? And then there's nothing. And I'm like, you could have taken 5 minutes from those establishing shots of the night sky and talk about the concrete factory mysteries, which I am now very interested in.
Yeah.
And I need to find out what exactly is going Sedona on. Concrete factory
new case file. New case file coming up to Sedona case file of the concrete factory. But dude, the whole, like, you watch this thing for a fucking, like I said, this could be a 5 to 7 minute YouTube video condensed down, like really engaging, but they drag it up for an hour and 15 minutes. And I would say like not to spoil the whole documentary, cause it is funny. You can watch it, but like the, like, you know, how many times have we said on the show, if you go outside in like a beautiful night and just like spend a couple hours starting, you're going to see some weird shit that you go like, stuff. You're going to like, oh, weird. I don't know what that was. Like, you're going to obviously be like satellite. That's weird. Yep. And they have one shot of like what appears to be a satellite goes through a very small cloud and you would just expect it to like to come out the other side. And it just vanishes and you're like, all right.
And then they kind of say they're that like, yeah, they're like, we're some of this stuff where you have to speed up the camera. And I'm like, well, cause now this makes stuff look more interesting than it actually is.
Yeah, yeah. But it's like that. And I mean, like, most of the stuff in it is satellite. I look and I go, satellite.
And he does say that. Clive Christopher does say that. He says, like, most of these things that we're going to show in this film, like,
Or satellites.
Are mostly probably satellites. But they do look weird. Clive Christopher's other ones, his like Uncovering Alien series, which we were supposed to watch the other one, we couldn't find it. But I've
this one has a sequel. Invasion 2?
Well, hell yeah. No. This one has a Skywatch. Skywatch has a sequel, Skywatcher. which is more, I think it's more of a, it's Dan Third part Starkey.
Skywatchers.
Yeah.
I think we could get into the independent fucking UFO documentary.
You need money, dude. We don't have money. We're poor.
Buddy, we got iPhones.
And you just start.
Yeah, but we can't even like be in the same area without having
even,
money.
Even right? better. Because now it looks like we're a more diverse team. We're going to send this over to.
It is most of other Clive.
We're doing shots where we're talking to each other, but it's like you turn and you're like, you these two people are definitely in completely different geographical locations. It's not even,
just like,
one person's definitely like climate, in a rainforest area, and the other person is in, look, different it's like the fucking desert. who are they trying to kid here?
Clive Christopher's other stuff, Aliens Uncovered and stuff like that. It's pretty fun. It's more theorizing stuff, which is like more on the fun side of the stuff like this, where I think the Invasion one, I watched the trailers, how does that make money?
Honestly, that's my question. Is like, well, how do these fucking documentaries make money?
I saw those ones on Pluto TV, like the Pluto.tv. They were running them. Like they had an alien channel that Pluto they're like, we need content.
They're showing this shit on Pluto.
They have an alien channel and they're like, we need something to put in there. And then like, it was mostly like Aliens Uncovered.
But here's the thing.
It's like all in there. He just made most of this stuff, which looked like YouTube videos that they just,
this is my
there.
Question, Dan, because you remember, okay. Remember back in the day when there'd be like fucking Judge Joe Brown and Judge Judy and stuff.
Yeah.
And now we know that there was comedians that would infiltrate that show with their friends to get on TV with a fake scenario. And a fake lawsuit, like they'd file real lawsuits because the show is technically real.
I didn't know that, but yeah, sure.
And they would get on there, and some people got on the show playing different characters over the course of a couple of years. Like they managed to infiltrate the show and whatever.
That's pretty funny.
When you have a channel that's like, all we do is aliens, and we need alien shit all the time.
Yeah.
Would it not be easy for a couple guys to be like, yo, let's make Alien fucking Uncovered 2 Electric Boogaloo. And see if we can get it on fucking Pluto TV. That'd be a funny thing to do. You're like, I can do that.
You bring up an interesting point. Like, where is the line where it becomes like the subject? Like, people want the subject to be taken seriously, right? And then where is the line where it crosses over into like where Braden's saying, like, you know, light satire could be, where it is interpreted as being, you know, that we're making fun of it, you know, or, you know, that we're kind of like, you know, it's on this stuff. It's like, even though I love alien stuff and I will watch these and I will never say like that these things are bad, like these documentaries, like nobody should watch these or, you know, whatever, or I'm going to be like, don't ever go out and explore these things. I'm not going to say that. But
could you imagine we do a fucking hour documentary on aliens are doing poo transplants because of the gut biomes? And then we go into the fucking hybridization program when we just like, we could flash tweets from fucking what's his name? It would be like the alien hybrid approach. It's real. They're doing this stuff. Like the things I would know would haunt you. And then it's like, these are the things.
It's easiest for us to come up with a theory for each episode for shit like that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Right? Easy,
like crazy. And then we could be like, talk about get into big food and be like, the aliens want to, they want to have blizzies.
And it's like to go off the rails like that. And you're like, yeah, it is. That stuff is funny. And it's also, but yeah, like some of it could be.
All the new food manufacturers have been overtaken by aliens. And that's why they're put, like, because they survive off of sugar. That's why they live. And that's why they're putting sugar and processed food into everything.
Thank God RFK's fucking, right?
Yeah. Like that's alien food.
Thank God he's.
That's why they're trying to force poison on us in our fucking food.
The aliens love Red 40. Yeah. The hybrids love Red 40 and Yellow Sunset and Allure Red.
Different flavors of Mountain Dew.
They live off the C4. No, but like I like that's the thing. It's like when I watch these things and I can't help because we're in this space, we talk about, we've talked to people, and genuinely the people that we talk to that are in this space, a lot of them are funny people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like I can't think of anyone that we like that is, you know, kind of in our kind of sphere that we've talked to about. I'm like, ah, they're just a boring guy. Like they're all pretty funny guys. Right. And like, so then I go like, and here's like, you know, we have, I don't know why his name is eluding me, probably because I've only had like 4 hours of sleep. What's Monsters Among Us guy? What's his name? Can't I think of his name off the top of my head here?
Blackburn? Is it Kyle Blackburn?
I don't know. This is so embarrassing for me.
No, you're talking about Derek Hayes. Sorry. Yeah.
Like Derek Hayes had his fucking awesome documentary. Yeah. And I love it. I watch it. It's awesome. Also, I know those guys. So when I watch it, I think it's funny. When they both come out in cowboy hats, I'm like, that's guys, you've never worn cowboy hats and you're going to come out. You're like in a desert shot and you're like, we should probably be wearing cowboy hats. You're like, all right. That's, at some level, it's funny. Like,
that's,
you're being
and that's
funny.
The thing. It's like, with part of this is, you know, and this goes back to when you mentioned that, like, Dan Starkey in the documentary Skywatch, he's like, there are no PhDs in this field. And I'm like, yes, that is true. But the thing is like, if people want this topic to really be taken seriously, it's like, you can't take it too seriously. If you take it too seriously, you throw off a lot of, like, the PhDs who would do this for, like, you know, legitimate, you know, are legitimate, but like train scientists to come in and like explore some of these things and just be like, this is just for kind of fun. It's for funsies, guys. Like, you know, don't take it too seriously, but yeah, do apply the rigorous standards of, you know, academic science to these topics and just kind of do it for fun. And you don't have to bank your entire career off of this. You know, it's a fun to explore these topics and these things. And I feel like that would, and that's always kind of been my, you know, prerogative for like going into the show is like, don't take it too seriously, but do take the
unless
time
it's
to explore
the fucking
these
Clintons
things.
And then shut the fuck up with the Clintons. no one's talking about the Clintons.
Well, mine's mostly
not when I'm around.
The alien ring, but like, yeah,
dude, they are the aliens. That's what you don't understand.
Sure.
Right.
It's, you know, I feel like you would attract a lot more, like, yeah, a lot more credibility and scientists are like credible if you kind of just bring them in and being like, hey, we're kind of like goofing around, and you know, because scientists can be funny people too, like they are funny and they do these things.
Not really, dude. Neil deGrasse Tyson, I don't find funny at all.
Okay, well, yeah, some, I mean, outside of the media, like, you know, scientists can be pretty funny guys, they can make funny jokes.
Is it true that guy's a womanizer? I heard he was like kind of like mean. Neil deGrasse Tyson?
I heard a rumor
one time that he was like not a super good dude.
He has so much. I feel like any kind of figure that has like a lot of media exposure is going to like attract a lot of just people say
negative
stuff about
press,
him.
I don't even think that. I think it's even worse than
the
that.
Racist talk. Everyone,
I think it's just genuinely fucking any type of famous dude is going to end up.
Andrew
that.
Got Z level fame and all of a sudden he's a racist. People are like, what a racist. Yeah.
That's fucking crazy. What's the chameleon effect? It's like fucking, I make the same jokes in the summertime when I'm back to my nice fucking bronze. And it's fine. I'm a little pale in the winter and everybody gets crazy.
Yeah.
Nah, it's unfair.
Gets his IMDb credit and automatically, boom, slurs.
Credits.
All the time.
Dan, credits. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Sorry, yeah, first, you get one credit. It's just generic. It's mostly stereotypes. And then second credit, you get slurs.
I've been in three films, one major motion picture, played on the big screen.
You, whatever the
derogatory what was the big screen,
Italian
the
term for
65 inch,
Julian,
65 inch tube TV.
No. The Hallmark movies weren't big time, but I was on the big screen. I was in a movie theater, fucking face blown up, famous. Yeah. There's moments where it's just my face on the screen.
Yeah, did they star wipe right after? Hit the credits.
They should have. I am Queens Boulevard. Here. You like that?
That's funny.
Not everybody will get that, but a few will appreciate it.
No, it's I really want to make a documentary. That would be fun.
Sure.
That'd be fun.
I thought I think that window's closed for us, I think,
I don't think so, though.
I think we had the opportunity.
No, I don't think so.
And we got lazy, and we didn't fucking jump when we were at the height of our fame. I think we could have done it.
To find the time.
No, no. I think honestly, there's a second coming of all this for us.
I don't think so.
Before we're young, so we're just like, people are like, oh, it's young guys interested in this fucking taboo talk with all these old guys. Now we're kind of middle-aged. We're like,
it was these young guys that are drunk fucking idiots that are hilarious, and we love them. Now they're a bunch of middle-aged fucking sober, grumpy old fucks.
In a couple years, we're going to be a little more gray, a little more distinguished, a little more believable when we say these things. I can look in the camera and be like, hi, I'm Braden. I'm one of the foremost experts, subject matter experts on the topics of UFOs. I've been studying them since 2016.
Then people are like, oh shit, right?
No, like it's 2030. This guy's been studying UFOs for
technically
15 years.
Pretty much.
You know what I mean? And then now we can send him a documentary and throw our weight around a little bit, right? We've been discussing these things, right? When we've been making these connections for 16 years.
We've been riding the highs and lows of this fucking...
The public needs to know.
We've been following the UFO phenomenon closely for nigh on a decade.
It was in early 2026 when we realized it's the gut biome they're interested in.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with our resources. The resources are us in our guts, the bacteria. They want our poo.
Yeah, yeah. Heard weirder stuff.
The crop circles. They're picking up the feces. That's what they want.
We gotta get in our SUVs, put on our cowboy hats, and start shooting at the sun.
No, they're crop circles. They're taking fiber from the crops.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah,
that's what they're doing. Fiber collections.
The nodes are bent because the fiber has been removed. That's why the plant falls down.
That's all it
With no
boys.
Fiber, the plant can't stand tall. That's why I don't poo in a potty. I fucking poo in a bag. Seal it up. I don't want the aliens getting it.
This is something that we should have done is whenever we have these fucking oddball theories that just popped up, write it down. Because then when we do something like a fucking TV show, whatever, we'd have these theories to go back to.
Guess what, brother? We did one better. We fucking recorded it.
Yeah, but who's going to go through it all and fucking record and fucking listen to all this shit? Not
AI,
me.
AI, brother. I guarantee you you can be like, oh yeah, dude, yeah, we got tons of fans. We'd be like, where did we, do we talk about
something?
We've
got tons of fans?
Sorry, one
or two fans.
Yeah.
We gotta get our sweatiest fan to go through all our fucking shit.
No, we got a couple that know. Like, yeah,
we do have some great historians.
The best one was what's his name, Stokey J. He goes, holy, I've just talked about Rasputin. What episode do you guys talk about Rasputin? I was like, probably the one titled Rasputin.
Stokey J is a fucking beauty.
He's one of my faves. If you're not on our fucking Discord,
he's a fucking beauty.
It's fucking always.
Except for he's a Ravens fan. Who the fuck off with the Ravens, Stokey J? Come on, man. You could have picked any fucking team. Guy's English. He could have picked any team. He picks the fucking Ravens.
Do they play over there? Do they play one of those?
I don't know if the Ravens will. Fucking Lions are playing in Germany this year, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice. You going to go?
I don't know.
Go back to the motherland?
I don't know. Well, I'm not German, but...
Aren't you German? I thought your grandpa was... Oh, yeah, no, it's your...
That's
your
stepdad, yeah.
Stepdad's German.
Yeah, he's fucking from Frankfurt, like German.
Mm. Nice. But, all right. Well, that's a
None
fucking...
of those opinions have rubbed off on me, though. So don't worry about it, okay? Those are all my Lebanese ancestors that give me those opinions.
I was trying to think. There was one other thing I wanted to bring up here. I was looking up. I'm trying to read my notes here, but I don't see it now.
It's too late, buddy. Save it for the next one. It's over. We're at an hour.
That's a hard power hour. Listen, the gut biome thing checks out. That's a good theory. And if we can come up with one good theory in a power hour that has legs, you're like, hey, it made the hour worth it for you to listen to. So now you know the aliens are after your poop. They're transplanting it into their bodies to fix their gut biomes.
Poop mongers.
Don't do that. Medically, don't put magic rocks in your butt. Don't do that.
Yeah, do something. Do something to fucking...
No, the G-spot's not up there anymore. Okay, people, don't put stuff up there.
No, listen, Dan. You use the rocks to exfoliate the colon to get rid of the polyps. It's all fucking, it all comes around, buddy. That's fucking natural.
Is this like a reverse quail that uses it in their fucking gullet?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a quail.
Us humans fucking shove rocks up our butt to clean our colons. Yeah. All right. Well, we're getting a little off the rails there. That's Power Hour. Hey, if you're not on our Patreon, patreon.com/alientheorists theorizing, join us there. Hey, help support the show. Mm-hmm. Zell, read the beauties. I did see there was a couple more beauties, but
let's fucking go.
Zell, yeah. Zell's the reader of the names. I don't want to take the one thing he does on the show. The one thing he contributes, which is,
and he does it better than anybody else.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
yeah, like I don't want to, you know, if I start doing it, then I'll have to do it all the time because people are like, oh, Brayden, you did it so good. So we'll leave that to Zell. And as we always say at the end of these things, keep those eyes on the skies.